I'm talking about Big Boy Goody, Frank Big Boy Goody, who was quite a few years in San Francisco Bay Area with Bob Mielke. Goody seems to have had a quite distinct growl to his clarinet playing.
Well,
very sharp timbre.
Okay, that's a better word, I think. He did. It's quite distinctive. It's a quite strong vibrato. I don't know if he actually ever growled. I wouldn't use that term, I don't think.
Well, let's say it's a dirty tone. It's not a proper, you know,
that's true.
Classical conservatory tone.
No, that part's true. It's a very much a personalized voice, which is quite characteristic of real New Orleans clarinet players. Each one of them, the great ones, has his own voice, and you can recognize them when you get to know that voice. You can recognize them on recordings without reading the label, like Albert Nicholas or Omer Simeon, Frank Goody. I wouldn't say that Goody had a growl in his tone quality, but he did have a very personal and rather strong vibrato. Thank you.
Shout 'em Aunt Tilly, live in 1958. That's from a cassette of Bob Mielke's Bearcats that was issued by Arhuli Records. And we've been hearing mainly from the Bill Erickson Quartet, recorded with New Orleans-born clarinet player Frank Big Boy Goody. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, a chat with Bob Mielke, recalling his years playing with New Orleans-born clarinet player Frank Big Boy Goody. Now, remember that Goody had been a world-traveled jazz musician whose musical adventures took him from Golden Age New Orleans to the finest venues in Paris during the 20s and 30s, to performing with guitarist Oscar Alemán in South America during World War II, Berlin in the early 50s, and finally into the traditional jazz scene in the San Francisco Bay Area in the late 50s and early 60s. That's when he became associated with Bob Mielke, who kindly helped me to locate these rare tapes and generously shared his memories of Goody during our chat. Bob, I appreciate your taking time out. Is there anything else you'd like to say or add about reminiscence of Mr. Goody?
Well, I think I've covered it pretty well. It was a wonderful experience to get to know him and be able to play beside him. Someday, I hope that maybe we can do something with these recordings.
That'd be great.
Yeah. There's a lot of interest in him, and rightfully so. These musicians were treasures, these great New Orleans clarinet players. And playing with Frank Goody was a marvelous experience, discovering how wonderful he sounded. When he first came to our Bearcat rehearsal, we were just all ecstatic, and that he was interested in working with us. I learned a lot playing with him, both in the Bearcats and later, especially in the quartet of Bill Erickson's at the Monkey Inn. He was always supportive, personally and musically. It was a delightful and wonderful experience.
Well, it's always a delightful and wonderful experience talking to you, Bob. Bob Mielke?
Well, thank you, Dave. I enjoyed it very much.
All righty. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. a New Orleans jazz classic, the tune Get Out of Here. The last of this hour's featured recordings, the Bill Erickson Quartet with clarinet player Frank Big Boy Goody and trombonist Bob Milkey, recorded live in Berkeley, California at the Monkey Inn in 1962. Thanks to collectors Bill Reynolds and Don Moquette for the loan of those unissued rare tapes. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. In the third part of this discussion, we'll hear more of Bob Milkey's story and great music. By the way, these interviews were originally recorded in the early 90s at radio station KALW in San Francisco. That's where Bob brought his New Bearcats band during a membership drive to perform this Bugle Boy March live on the air for listeners. Personnel were Bob Milkey, Jack Minger trumpet, the late Bill Napier clarinet, Pete Allen bass, Bill DeKuyper guitar, and Don Marchant drums. That's a chat with Bob on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.